Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Money FM 89.3. Thanks for joining us for this conversation. It's going to be an interesting one as we put a spotlight on some of the country's most promising SMEs. And no annual award better honors the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organized by Singapore Press Holdings Financial Daily, The Business Times, as well as OCBC Bank. Now, 2022 marks 15 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. And since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth. Today, we chat with one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick. We have in the studio with us Dr. Piotr Kropenitsky, VP of Engineering and founding team member for Meridian Innovation. Welcome to the show, Piotr.
Hi, Ryan. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here because this is a very fascinating space. And Meridian Innovation pretty much is a fabulous semiconductor company with operations in Singapore, the US, UK, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. Let's start with the company. What can you tell us to explain the business it's in right now?
Okay, basically we started 6 years ago with the idea of providing low-cost thermal imaging solution to the mass market. And we believe that this is an emerging technology which is not available right now. We have identified that right now there are a lot of wide light cameras, like in a handphone. You have 5 to 6 wide light cameras. And previously, they struggled as well to incorporate this cameras into the handphone. Basically, the price was very high. Mm. There was a very old technology, CCD technology. Nobody believed that there would be something better. But in the end, what happened is the CMOS technology came up. So this CMOS technology is basically something that we are using every day right now. All the chips, all the processors that we are using, let's say in your laptop, the high-end processors, they are based on a CMOS technology. So this CMOS technology enabled the chip manufacturer to manufacture millions of these chips worldwide. And the wide light camera came up with the same idea, the wide light camera guys. They want to use CMOS, and now you have like 10 megapixel or more that you are using in your phone, and it costs under $1. Mm.
So basically, you're disrupting the space of thermal imaging by just making the technology cheaper. In fact, in front of me, you've got the setup. Some of these chips cost $10 per setup?
Well, we want to go for $10 in mass production. So our thermal imager,
How does it compare to what's in the market?
Oh, usually this kind of sensor with this kind of resolution costs around $100 right now. So with the idea that we came up, we were able to decrease the price significantly. So now we came up with a process which is CMOS compatible. Mm. So basically we can use this platform that the white light camera guys are using, and therefore making sure that we can actually provide quantity to the end customer as well as basically the price. So, yeah.
I'm looking at the setup. So you've got one pointed at me, one at yourself, and we can see ourselves on the screen on a laptop. So we can see thermal images of ourselves. Walk us through the applications that you think this can enable.
Well, there are really multiple applications. For instance, there's security. We can actually scan the face of a human and make sure that he's really a human. So it's a proof of life. The current handphone's got the face ID. I cannot tell the brand of the
security
handphone.
Function.
Exactly. So we can actually, on top of the face ID, we can actually put our thermal imager and say, this is really a human, rather than a 3D printed mask. So this is one application, but we are targeting appliances, even automotive. So just recently, and this is something that I'm allowed to talk about, we signed an MOU with Continental in Singapore. And they want to implement the sensor inside the cabin. So this is quite exciting, actually.
And I'm looking at the images, right? So this reminds me of the circuit breaker days when you're walking through the gantries at a malls or airport. You see yourself with that thermal image. And I'm just thinking, wow, the applications or potential applications of this is up to your imagination. And I was thinking, hey, if I've got something like this at home, like, for example, monitoring my kids, this will be quite useful at night.
Oh, well, definitely. And we are talking to some tier one customer regarding this kind of application right now. This can be used for monitoring the children as well as elderly care. Because in the end, if let's say you build up this kind of system in your home for your parents, to monitor your parents if they are old, actually you can detect whether the person fell down, injured himself, and it can immediately trigger an alarm on your handphone. So this is an application that we are looking into right now.
Yeah, and this is quite an interesting space to be talking about right now because it involves chips. And when we talk about chips these days, it's all about supply chains. And it has been, as you would know, a challenge for many vendors, suppliers, people in the ecosystem to just manage what's going on, especially with COVID-19. How has it been for you?
Well, there were advantages and disadvantages. I would say the advantage was that people start getting aware of this thermal imager. As you mentioned, you have seen in shopping malls, thermal imager coming up because people don't want to be scanned by the gun. I will call it like a gun, where the person is pointing at you and potentially transmit COVID himself. Right, he get exposed to the to the people, and people realize there is a better solution. There is this thermal imaging, and it can actually scan the people while they are passing
from
by.
From distance. So you've got one set up about a meter away from me. It can go up to 6 meters.
Yes, it can go up to 6 meters. And it gives the flexibility to the people that they don't need to queue up. They can basically just pass by. The temperature will be scanned. And basically, if somebody got a higher temperature, he will be flagged out.
And in terms of challenges with supply chains, were there any major issues?
Well, partially. Okay, the advantage that we have, as I mentioned, we are CMOS compatible, which means we can use any fab in the world. So we are using right now a Taiwanese fab, which is one of the best fabs in the world. But we have the flexibility to go to US, Europe, even Singapore. So partially our wafer is being manufactured in Singapore. So we have the flexibility to overcome the problem in terms of territory and make sure that we are still manufacturing the chips. But yes, there was a supply chain issue. I mean, there was a chip shortage that impacted a lot of countries, even the automotive industry. But luckily, we had basically some people in the fab pushing our product through. So
we're in conversation with Dr. Piotr Kropotnitsky. He is the VP of Engineering and founding team member of Meridian Innovation. Now, Piotr, you've been through the judging process of the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Award. Walk us through what it was like.
It was very interesting. I mean, we came into the room and there was there were basically like 12 people sitting there in a U shape.
No sweat.
Sorry?
No sweat.
No. I think we were quite well prepared. We were having several demos and our CEO is quite experienced to deal with this kind of environment. And be exposed to such environment.
But I imagine it's quite technical for you to be able to explain to a big crowd who might not be familiar with the technology.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we have brought in some demos to basically explain what a thermal imager can do, how it works, and what it can detect. I came up with a quite exciting demo. So basically, I pour water, sanitizer and vodka on the table. So the jury start getting excited when I pour the Polish vodka on the table. And basically, I asked them the question, which liquid will cool down faster? So everybody was like, oh, vodka or water. In the end, it was the sanitizer because it's evaporating. And same like with the humans are sweating because they want to evaporate the liquid and this cools down the body. So I think this was quite exciting and catchy. So the jury was really excited. Their eyes open up and they start guessing. So
I think that really illustrates the type of applications they can possibly use with your technology. And when you went through a process, you know, you had 12 people from various industries asking you various questions. Were there any learning points or takeaways from there?
Well, we were questioned, what is what will be the future of Meridian? And basically, what will be our revenue, anticipated revenue? And I think we are quite confident in that because we are speaking right now to multiple tier one customers that want to implement our technology in real life. And we anticipate that our growth will be quite significant within the next few years.
Yeah, definitely exciting times for Meridian. And of course, if you win the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards, what will that mean for you and the company?
Well, all our team member, our employees joined us because they believed in our mission and our vision. And despite the COVID pandemic that we had, they were so dedicated. In fact, I was in Malaysia at the time, so I was only able to do home office, perform a home office, and all our engineers were in Singapore designing the new chip, being dedicated. And I think this would be a big reward for us. And if we can win this award, it will basically confirm that our vision and mission is actually on the right path.
Now, all the best for the future for Meridian Innovation. We'll be chatting with Dr. Piotr Kropotnitsky. He is the VP of Engineering and founding team member of Meridian Innovation. Thanks, Piotr.
Yeah, most welcome.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and The Business Times. Recognizing business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy.